Hey, what's up, guys? Kyle Emmett here, and I'm happy to finally be back with a new installment of Stream It or Leave It. I hope everyone had enjoyed their summer and all the great summer films that came with it. We are back in the swing of things here at KTSW for the fall semester, and I am back to tell you what is worth streaming and what is worth leaving where you found it. Let's just jump straight into it. All right, so I'm going to start this one off with a series. Over the summer, you may have heard about a particular show getting the axe from Fox. There was a massive backlash of fans of the show online, and NBC actually picked it up. It is one of those few times a show was saved after being canceled. The show I'm speaking of is Brooklyn Nine-Nine, and I really didn't start the show until I heard about how much outrage there was over its cancellation. A show with that much fan support had to be good, right? Well, in this case, yeah. This show is pretty hilarious, and the ensemble cast of Andy Samberg, Terry Crews, comedians like Chelsea Peretti all have roles in this cop comedy. It's a show with plenty of episodes produced, so binge away if you'd like. If you're a fan of The Office, Parks and Rec, then I think this show is right up your alley. Goofy comedy workplaces almost always work, and this one is probably one of the best. You can find Brooklyn Nine-Nine on Hulu. Okay, so this next film I'm going to talk about, it took me a while to finally watch it, and I've known about it for quite a while. A couple years ago, you might have all seen the movie Split with James McAvoy, and, well, at the end of that one, well, you found out that it was tied to a movie from the 90s called Unbreakable with Bruce Willis and Samuel L. Jackson. Well, now, that's on Netflix, and I finally got around to watching it, and, it is pretty good. It's kind of like a almost superhero movie, or if superheroes didn't actually fight crime. It's more about a guy finding out he has superpowers rather than being a superhero. And then you have Samuel L. Jackson, who's just kind of a genius, but he has very, very brittle bones. And you have this great dynamic between them. And, you know, I won't give away too much of the plot, but yeah, it's an M. Night Shyamalan. Most of the time he's making great movies, and they're making a sequel to it, so it's a trilogy called Glass that comes out this fall. So yeah, if you're interested in anything superhero or superhuman, definitely check out Unbreakable. Time for this week's must stream, Enemy. It comes from one of my favorite directors, Denis Villeneuve, who has made masterpieces such as Sicario and Blade Runner 2049. Man, I love Blade Runner 2049. Okay, back to this film. This 2014 movie revolves around Adam Bell, played by the excellent Jake Gyllenhaal, who is a depressed, mopey college professor in Toronto, who stumbles upon a man in a movie who looks identical to him. Like, actually identical. It's actually played by Jake Gyllenhaal. And from that point, they both become very interested in each other's lives, how they became to be, how their wives, everything about them. They almost start stalking each other. And no, it's not as easy as, yeah, they're just twins separated at birth. No. It's not that easy. Through the excellent work of the director, you actually start to doubt whether or not one of these characters even exists. Is it all in his head? Is he just going crazy finally, or does this actor really exist apart from him? It's a very disturbing thriller that will legitimately leave you questioning everything even when the film ends. I'm still not sure what exactly went down those final moments. So yeah, no, you might really want to watch this movie if, you know, mystery thrillers are your thing. You can find Enemy on Netflix. Okay, that was this week's Stream It or Leave It. I'm happy to be back reviewing more movies that may be amazing or just may be downright horrible. But that's the job. I'm here to tell you what to stream and what to leave off your list. I'll see y'all soon, guys.